Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yap, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
Morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Hello, everybody. I got Jackie running to the store getting me a honey bun. I'm a little hungry this morning.
We don't want anything.
I'm good.
No, we're good. Yeah.
That's okay. Now, see, now you're going to force me to tell you she's getting your surprise, too. Now, see, It was going to be a surprise.
Oh, you know what this means?
Potted meat for everybody.
Did y'all ever get to go get milks?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
In
Look
school?
At me.
Oh, yeah.
I ran the projector.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. You were the guy, the geek that come with the projector,
That's
bro,
right.
and ran the projector.
Hall monitor. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. I was the guy.
See, I never got, I got the best idea. They never trusted me to let me out of class, my
really?
Teacher. Yeah.
Well, no wonder what caused this.
I don't know.
We put the shock collar on him. He keeps wandering off.
But I did manage to have 3 lunch periods. My senior year in high school.
You are a genius.
Which explains why you're such a good eater.
Hello. And I was just talking to Barry during the 6th grade. Mm-hmm. Barry never went to class because he got in good with the janitors.
Wow.
Now, how does that work?
Now, wait a minute.
Well, he got in good with the janitors, and then they were moving some stuff. Mm. So they were moving to school, so they would come get Barry out of class. So Barry would help them move.
I'll be glad to help you move anything you need to. I'm going to have to cut out algebra.
I skipped through most of 10th grade science, or biology, actually, because the science teacher was doing her thesis on a certain amoeba, and I was the photographer. So I had all the gizmos that
you
would
had to photograph amoebas?
I had the gizmos that would hook up to a microscope and access to the darkroom, so she used me.
How about that? Now, teachers listening right now before you go to school this morning, keep this in mind. You can't pinhole all of us into the
that's pigeonhole
whatever you can't do that to us, that like to push us in that thing.
Pinhole is the camera that Randy was using.
I mean look at Barry, hung out with janitors the entire 6th grade.
Yep.
Now he is the engineer for one of the best run, technically the only way is run, in America radio network, which is the John Boy and Billy radio
all
network
by the way.
And Randy, who would run the projector And, you know, just I'm sure you're just geeking all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Photographing amoebas, hanging out with teachers, doing theses. I didn't know what a thesis was, so like, out of high school.
I thought it was something you didn't want to step in.
I thought it was like some kind of dinosaur.
I'm glad I didn't know me in high school.
I was like, you know, I was never like the class clown. I was the guy that talked him into it.
Yeah,
like, I was like the class clown's agent. Yeah, and then they would be laughing at him, and they would end up giving me the swirly.
which is perfect. See how it worked out?
Yeah.
Bellers, how are you up there? In high school, man.
Ill-tempered, mean.
A lot of parent-teacher conferences.
Until I got here, I didn't have people skills.
You didn't have people skills until I just started working with last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now look at me. I got nerve-wracking SOBs coming up to me all the time. Hey, Billers, your paper skills is good. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
What I wanted to get across is there are many roads that we may travel. Hmm. Some are smooth, curvy roads. Some are hood roads or ne'er-do-well, potholed roads. Some are highways.
You know, a lot of the hoods hang out on the potholed roads.
What do you look at like that? So anyway, let's look inside the person instead of look at grades and how well they test and stuff.
I'm pretty much at a point in my career where I don't care what you think about me.
Perfect.
So what you're saying is, see your future,
be your future,
make it.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're the only one that understands for 20 years. Hang on, we'll give you legs up. We'll play Outburst in minutes. Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. It's 12th week, 78th day, 287 days left until...
9 times 11.
Flevnitz!
Flevnitz?
No, Flevnitz.
Oh, 9 times 11? You missed that one?
99!
There you go.
Yeah, see, maybe I should start thinking instead of just blurting out whatever's, you know, close to the edge of my mouth.
You know, they encourage that in modern education, actually.
Is that right?
It's the latest thing, yeah.
I'll go get milk!
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
On this date, 1942, the U.S. government placed more than 100,000 Japanese living in the United States in concentration camps for the duration of World War II. Most of them were U.S. citizens. And I saw something about it on TV. Oh, it's a movie, Midway. Never mind. It was on this date in 1981.
Who can't be topical?
The Los Angeles court ordered George Harrison to pay $587,000 in damages, and it was proven that he unknowingly ripped off the melody of the 1963 hit, He's So Fine. Mm. He's so fine, doo-wop, so fine. That was the song he ripped off.
Was it?
A judge
now, why would he rip that song off?
Found Harrison guilty of what he deemed subconscious plagiarism of the melody after he used it in his 1970 hit, My Sweet Lord. Oh, my sweet Lord.
It was like it was already written. It just came to me, Judge. It was a gift from the Lord. Well, you and the Lord owe these guys $587,000.
And on this date, 1998, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee were married. Anderson filed for divorce in 1998 after Lee was arrested on charges of assault. So they were still, I guess, fighting over the custody of the wedding cake.
The videotape.
Videotape. I believe it's a little late to get custody of that one.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, there you go, boys and girls. That's where we're getting our categories from this Outburst game. And we play next. Call her nine. Let's do it. Show on the radio. That's time. I got it.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Yeah, out of the fifth longest is Tim from Charlotte.
We'll have a big show time.
Good.
Tim! Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Doing good, John boy. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good, buddy. Did you hear the legs up this morning, Tim?
I heard it a little bit. Not really, though.
A little bit, yeah. You never really pay attention because you don't think you're going to get through. Then you hear that cue to call. Hey, I'm going to call. But that's all right, Tim.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, buddy. I know. I'm hip. I've been there. Mm. On my way to work. Listen. Huh? All right.
Please.
Here you go, Tim. Give me three things that are from Japan. Ready? Go.
Coins. Food and weapons.
Oh, wait a minute. You got food and weapons over the buzzer. You saved
coins,
it, Tim.
Coins, food, and weapons.
I thought he said poems.
Well, that would have worked, too.
Well, that's haiku. Yeah. How about Godzilla and Rodan and
Mothra? Well, he wasn't thinking on that line. All right, Tim, you pulled it out. Here we go. Just give me three songs. Ready, go.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh, three songs. Happy birthday.
You always go
Rudolph Redneck Reindeer.
Yeah.
Love Me Tender. Yeah.
Now,
Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you start naming them. It's easy, huh?
Hey, Tim, hold on. I'm going to put Jackie on you to make you happy. It has worked for many of us around here. Good morning. Rolling through the Big Show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the Big Show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Good morning, a Big Show is right here on the radio. Got some biblical bloopers, mistakes by Sunday school students of both the Christian and Jewish faiths.
See? That's a blooper already.
In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, God got tired of creating the world, so he took the Sabbath off. Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Noah's wife was called Joan of Arc. Crazy kids.
Right.
Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day, but a ball of fire by night.
Kind of running a couple together there.
The Jews were a proud people, and throughout history, they had trouble with unsympathetic genitals.
Are you sure these aren't from your essays in Sunday school?
The Egyptians were all drowned in the desert.
Huh.
Didn't know that. Afterward, Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Amendments. The first commandment was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. The fifth commandment is humor thy mother and father. The seventh commandment is thou shalt not admit adultery. The greatest miracle in the Bible is when Joshua told his son to stand still, and he obeyed him. David was a Hebrew king skilled at playing the lyre. He fought with the Finkelsteins, a race of people who lived in biblical times.
Well.
Finkelsteins.
I think they got their own series on Fox this year.
Yeah.
Solomon, one of David's sons, has 300 wives and 700 porcupines.
Wow.
When the three wise guys from the east side arrived, they found Jesus and the manager. The three wise guys from the east side. Jesus enunciated the golden rule, which says to do one to others before they do one to you. The people who followed the Lord were called the 12 decibels. The epistles were the wives of the apostles. And finally, a Christian should have only one wife, This is called monotony. And there you have it. Some biblical blueprint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Send this letter right here. From Nancy Hill, email to thebigshow.com. My husband wanted me to contact you about the degrading way in which Oliver refers to and talks about women. He regularly turns the station when this guest is on.
Well, he talks funny, doesn't he?
Lipless is much more funny, without compromising any particular gender in order to get a laugh. In the future, we hope you limit these sexist remarks. They are not entertaining in the least.
Huh. Well, well, well. I'm sure, dear listener Nancy Hill, that you have me mistaken for my co-worker, that naughty old Ike Turner. Well, that comes as no surprise, as we're so much alike and have been easily mistaken for one another on many occasions. Now. That just doesn't work for me. Now, since you have mentioned my name and directed this hastily penned missive in my direction, I feel it my duty to respond. Let me preach on it. So, your husband wanted you to contact the Big Show regarding the way I talk about women. Oh, really? Just who does this husband of yours think he is, anyway? Can't he do anything for himself? Why, you didn't enter into a life contract to be someone's physical and emotional slave. Why, just the way you wrote your note, I can see that you're trying to make it look like you're the one who's difficult and overbearing. Why, the very idea. Don't you dare protect that bully. Why, any fool can plainly see that he's not the one changing that channel. Poor Nancy, you are so conditioned to his fractious, judgmental personality that, why, you jump right up and change that dial without him ever having a chance to utter a word. Because you know instinctively what he wants to listen to. And rather than expose to the world his brand of mental brutality, you're forced to make it appear that you are the devious, controlling person in the relationship. He doesn't deserve a woman like you. None of us do. And look at the way he treats you. He forces you to kowtow to his finicky palate by forcing you to provide him with a steady stream of hot, healthy meals like tofu and boiled fish and mountains of vegetables. Oh, you'd like to fix him that nice, fat, juicy porterhouse steak, but at what cost? You know that's not what he really wants. Why rock the boat and risk another round of emotional abuse? And when his hoodlum friends come to call, trying to lead him astray with another boring night of carousing, who has to go to the door and explain to them that he's got better things to do than go out and have fun with a bunch of his shiftless, good-time Yahoo pals? Why, it's you, Nancy Hill. And you don't enjoy a minute of it. Your evil husband has turned you into a brainwashed robot. Shame, shame, forever shame. And now, on top of everything else, he's got you believing that Lipless is funnier than me. Simply because he doesn't compromise any particular gender. Why, if I thought that was coming from you and not that troll husband of yours, I'd cry myself to sleep. You tell your poor delusional husband to pull himself together. And if you only knew what Lipless was really saying under that damp, breathy mumble, you'd wet your pants down to your socks and your old man, too.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over to his outfit. And I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. They're funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. All right, then. We're coming up on John Boy Jeopardy. See if we can put you in the winner's circle.
What is John Boy Jeopardy?
You know what I mean? I'm a non-respecter of equal wordage.
Well, when you put it like that, it makes perfect
sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, hang on. John Boy Jeopardy will be played. A winner will be made in minutes. Good morning. The Big Show is on your radio. Coming up, something very special.
Uh-huh.
In about 15, 20 minutes, I want you to be here for that. Right now, it is John Boy Jeopardy time. Let's get to it. Well, everybody knows that the early pilgrims celebrated Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But did you know they outlawed this now celebrated holiday?
What is whoop up on the guys with big buckles on their hats today? Yeah. It's a weird thing the Indians used to celebrate.
That's a good guess. It was outlaw. Not what we're looking for.
All right.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll start with caller 9. We'll go till we get a winner. We play next. Morning of the Big Show is on the radio, moving around the bottom of the hour, and that is time.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeff Belay. And now your host, the man with the world's largest collection of toxic recipes for John Boar and Billy's award-winning grinning sauce, he's John Boar.
Thank you. Yeah. What's up with that?
Tell me about it.
We'll just combine all the mispronunciations into one, you know, lump sum.
It'll still be the thing I'm saying gorilla sauce
out there, too,
but that works. We got Gerald out of Campobello, South Carolina. Hello, Gerald.
How you doing?
You doing all right today, bud?
Pretty good.
All right, then. Well, everybody knows that the early pilgrims celebrated Thanksgiving, Gerald, but as you know, they outlawed this now-celebrated holiday. What holiday is it?
Easter.
Show us Easter.
Southern.
No, they did have a little problem with the bunny coming in there toward the end of the century. But.
Excuse me, good sir. Did you say a bunny and an egg? What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
All right, Gerald, thanks for playing with us, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right, Dan. Rich out of Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Hey. What are you thinking, man?
Halloween.
Show us Halloween.
Southern.
Ooh. Oh, but it really was kind of a damper. They didn't have much to dress like. What are you going to be, an Indian or a pilgrim this year?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be? Wasn't any of that.
Right.
Tater, take that dadgum pumpkin off of your head. We want that for pie later on.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, first time caller.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah. We got Phil out of Greenwood, South Carolina. Hello, Phil.
Hey.
Hey. What are you thinking there, man?
Oh, where are you going later?
I'll let you know.
How about Valentine's Day?
Show us Valentine's Day.
Look, Valentine's Day, VD. Coincidence? I think it's not.
I don't know if they had Valentine's Day back then.
I don't think so.
I think that was a later.
What are we going to do with this little fat fella with the wings and bone air?
Hey. And he's naked.
All right, Phil, we'll see you, buddy.
Bye.
Rusty out of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're up now.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning, Rusty. So what are you thinking, Rusty?
It's probably wrong, but I'm going to guess Christmas.
Show us Christmas.
Southern.
You're absolutely right.
Look, it's old Satan Claus.
Yeah. Bill wasn't that hot on Christmas.
No.
All right. Hey, well, we learned something new today. I'm glad of that. And Rusty, you won off of it. Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Ooh-wah. See what I mean?
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio right here. I told you about the current events quiz. Easiest way for you to win. Just take C. We got a pack of John Boy Billy Beef Jerky, bottle of our grilla sauce, and we got a copy of Top Secret Recipes. Well, an 18-year-old homeless man is accused of mugging the Easter Bunny at a Florida mall this week and making off with its head.
Well,
You see him push around that shopping cart, giant Easter Bunny head.
Cut back to the mall. The guy's got the Easter Bunny suit pulled up over his head, and he's going, waving his hands around like he can't find
the kid screaming.
Did you see a sort of semi-related story? Police in Janesville, Wisconsin arrested the Easter Bunny for shoplifting at a local mall. They waited until he was done getting his picture taken with children, and then they busted
him. That was nice of him. Say, coming up next, a brand new movie that's bound to be one of our favorites based on past experiences.
Yeah.
You'll only hear about it right here, so hang on for it. I'm the Easter Bunny. I rob from the rich and give to the poor.
They're eggs. Hello. Please. I'm trying to do my job.
Kind of like a Robin Hood thing going up. No. What? Ow. Wait a minute. Son of a.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Yeah, we're playing the easiest way for you to join the winners about 30 minutes. The current events quiz. Went from the hardest to the easiest, just like that one day. But first, let's check out this brand new movie.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Ike Turner, Jesse Jackson, and James Brown star in Soul Brother, Where Art Thou?
Now, who voted you the boss of this here outfit?
Well, naturally, I thought the one with the capacity for abstract thought.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly, too. Delmar?
Ha! I'm with you fellas.
It's an epic journey across the Old South.
So, what do the devil look like?
Well, Pete, there's all manner of lesser imps and demons, but the great Satan himself is red and scaly with a bifurcated tail and carries a hayfork.
Also featuring Red Fox and Whitman Mayo.
Hey, Fred, ain't you gonna press the flesh?
I press your flesh, you nerve-wracking mother grabber. We ain't one at a time, and we mass communicate. I'm the man, a constant sorrow, lots of trouble.
The critics are raving about Soul Brother, Where Art Thou? But don't pay any attention to them. Go see it anyway. Soul Brother, Where Art Thou? From Revco Embassy Pictures. Starts Friday at a theater near you.
It's there at the Woolworth.
I don't get it, Big Dan. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
This is Buzz Nutley with a bulletin. Big Show news reporter live on the scene of a major disaster. I've never seen such carnage, and may I remind you that I was at the Great Donner Pass barbecue eating debacle of 1999. This is much, much worse. It's a massacre of mammoth proportions. The tattered carcasses of other morning shows litter the battlefield. You're listening to the victors in this morning radio war. John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Now can I turn in my expense receipts?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.